This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Zibanejad lifted the stick and wound up with the puck. The stick of Teravainen. Shot, score! From the bottom of the circle.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Voice of Sean McDonough on ESPN. Mika Zibanejad with an early goal, putting the Rangers up 1-0 yesterday in Game 3. Chris Kreider would add another. Igor Shesterkin would do the rest. Carolina threatened, obviously scoring a goal and like coming down to the end of it. There was a little helter-skelter, as these things normally are in playoff hockey. But the Rangers emerging with a 2-1 win and now trailing 2-1 in the series against the Carolina Hurricanes. So I kind of did a tease going into break on how I see the series playing out. And I nailed it, Ken, in the first round with the Hurricanes and Bruins. You just kind of got a sense, like, especially like once the Bruins won game three at home, I was like, you know what makes sense to me? The home team's going to hold serve the entire series. Boston will win three at home. Carolina will win four. Game seven, Carolina's got home ice, and I think the Canes will win. And it happened. Not that I'm like the Oracle, but that's what I thought would happen. And there was a part of me that thought the same thing would happen in this series with the Canes and the Rangers. I was thinking that yesterday as the Rangers were like coming down to it and we're going to win the game. And the more I think about it last night, the more I thought about it this morning, the more I'm thinking about it while I'm listening to Bill talk about it and we're banding about here on the show, I feel like the home team's going to win every game up until game seven. And then I think Shesterkin's going to shut them out and the Rangers are going to win the series. So I am a Rangers fan, but like, I think people know, like, I'm not going to make a bet because of that. I actually feel like they're going to win the series because Shesterkin kind of is like Vezina, best goalie in the regular season, Shesterkin right now. He was not that in the Penguin series. And that was kind of like my trepidation. Like, okay, like I would love to bet the Rangers. I'm a Rangers fan. I want them to win. But if Shesterkin's going to be like league average or slightly above average, like above average goaltender in the league, they got no chance. But he's been unbelievable. Like, if that's what he's going to be, I think they're going to win the series. And like, I give them a chance to beat the Lightning also in the Eastern Conference final. No, they wouldn't, but I bet it.
Right. Well, I hope they don't. As somebody who has like a lot of Vasilevsky and Kucherov now to win Conn Smythe, like I need to get them. That's the team I need to get there. Like get there and then hopefully beat Colorado along the way, and then we're set. It's an interesting price point right now. So the next game is tomorrow night on Tuesday night. Is that when game four is?
Yep.
Okay. So obviously you and I, I'll be on the show with Nick Ashew, but we might in Power Hour, we might do a little bit on that game then again, just because I feel like, yeah, I think the Rangers are a team I want to.
I'm picking a wedding band tomorrow.
I mean, you better bet a lot of money on the Rangers. That's good.
Call this morning with the band people.
The band people. So this wasn't the band. This was like their representatives or?
I guess. Yeah. It's like a company.
Okay.
It's like we've been to like a couple of weddings and like it's like this company has done been the band. And like we love the band.
Great.
Yeah. The number that was quoted was.
Was quite high. Yeah. So, right.
Wasn't low.
Hmm. Wouldn't bet the under. Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could. Unfortunately, that's all that you can only bet the over.
Book them, and then they'll be like, all right, that's great. And that'll be an extra $1,000 a song. And be like, oh, we got us. Now you just got to tell us how many songs you want us to play. It's all
right. It's you were like, saying
about 200 a note. About 200 a note.
Yeah. Tomorrow on the Power Hour, you got to talk about the Rangers and Canes.
I think I'll be with you in the Rangers in game four. I guess if that's true, then like well, what's better, betting them in game four?
Both.
Like, if they lose game four, I'm not as good at hockey. They're, like, pretty done, right?
They'd have to win two out of three in Carolina. They'd have to win three straight, yeah. And, like, it's not like when they were down 3-1 to the Penguins, they had two of the three games at home. Two of the three would be on the road. And Carolina hasn't lost at home yet.
Just bet them in game four and then, like, just see what happens after that. Maybe I just do that instead.
Well, they're -110.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I kind of like that price, too. Home game. Shesterkin played great the game before. kind of, this all makes, that's like casual hockey better Ken. I'm pretty in on this. I got a Conn Smythe all set. We don't need to do any more work on that for a while until something really crazy happens, like an injury. I think I'm with you on the Rangers, at least in game four.
Are you going to bet either game tonight? Like just as like,
well, I don't even know what I'm, so Avs play tonight, right?
Avs at Blues, minus 160 plus
Lightning game four.
And then Lightning, like minus, the Lightning keep getting bet up.
Well, what? But you illustrated why that might be, right? Because there were reports that the Panthers were basically just like quit.
Yeah, I mean, like all, it's funny because like all the underlying metrics, and I am not claiming to be an expert in these sort of things, but I follow people who are, or at least claim to be. And they all say the same thing, which is like the underlying metrics like really support that like Florida, this has been a really even series. And Tampa has just been able to get the goals home. And like
hasn't looked even. I watched a bunch of it.
I'm just saying.
Right. Kind of looks like Vasilevsky's like amazing and kind of looks like Tampa, whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm going to bet Tampa tonight. I want to get you to bet the Blues tonight.
Nah, because now I have basically what I put in place. I will be rooting for the Blues because I will be rooting for whoever is playing the Avalanche for the rest of their postseason. Because like that's all of this, all of the bets
that are in place now.
All of the bets that are in place now are diametrically opposed to them winning the Stanley Cup. If they win, I lose everything. Every bet, not every like dollar that I have. But
do you remember when Liam McHugh was on the show and you asked a great question? It was a really fair question. I disagreed with it, but I'm me. And I feel like most people don't think like I do. Sports fans think like I do. You were like sell an American audience basically on Edmonton and Calgary. And I thought he gave a really great answer to my head. I'm thinking like it's easily the most compelling series remaining. I love that like Edmonton and Calgary on this show has taken on such like incredible heightened importance based on all the bets.
Just wait till Edmonton, Colorado. That's gonna be like Warriors Rockets a few years ago. Like I can't wait for them to play. I'm dying to see them play. I'll watch every game.
What? I'm gonna say this for all our listeners and viewers out there. Ken is on Twitter at Locky Lockerson, and in Ken's Twitter bio, he has a P.O. box where you can send Ken hats.
Yes.
If and when the Edmonton Oilers beat that ass, beat that Calgary ass, and emerge victorious in the battle for Alberta, I need Ken Barkley with an Edmonton Oilers hat during the Western Conference Final, presumably against the Colorado Avalanche.
Do they have multiple logos, or it's just like the blue-orange like Oilers straight across? In that font, right?
Like I was thinking about this, like, so the Oilers at home, they wear like the dark blue jerseys with like the orange trim. Why can't they just wear like what they were wearing when they won all the Stanley Cups in like the 80s and like the early 90s with Gretzky and like
How much wiggle room do I have here? Right, for like the, so it's just, there's only one logo I can get, right?
Probably. Yeah, it's like the one logo that they have. Like it's different colors sometimes or whatever. Dark.
What
blue
color hat should I get with the logo on it, or what color hat should someone get me with the logo on it? White.
I think it should be white, but I also think you could do like the dark blue. If you really want to get crazy, you could probably get an orange one.
Would orange or dark blue look okay with the background of the show?
Wait, hold on. What are the choices?
Dark blue, orange, white.
All three are fine.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, well, note for somebody out there. I'm always open for business on that stuff. Can we please get it? Now I actually really want Colorado and Edmonton to play. Really, I want St. Louis to win the series, but
I got a great hat here. I got a great hat that I found.
I got a new segment. I got a great hat here.
I got a great hat. How about this?
How about this?
I just put this link in for you. And it's like it's an Oilers hat that's got white, orange, and blue all in the hat. I just put it in the chat.
All right. So let's take a little try.
So you freeloaders out there that like have been making money off Ken's bets, this is how you pay it forward. You give us a $5.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of Mets color. The Mets colors and the Oilers colors are remarkably similar.
They are similar. Yeah, it's white, orange, and blue.
And I bet the Mets to win the division like a month ago, and they're really good. So let's keep all that up.
This is your color scheme. Speaking of orange.
Are the Mets going to win the World Series?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, I said before the year, I thought that they definitely could. I mean, it really like the Mets
play the Dodgers and beat them. I don't know.
Of course, they're going to beat the Dodgers if they time this correctly and they get Scherzer and DeGrom and back for the end of the year. Of course, they're going to beat the Dodgers.
So the playoff rotation would be
The Dodgers manager is brain dead, and the Mets have Buck Showalter. Yes, the Mets will.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh man, just like Lugo out there in the ninth of all these one-run games. It's like here's like Betts, Freeman, and Turner. Right? It's like oh god.
And Edwin Diaz. Well, yeah. So like, but I would take the Mets.
Okay.
So yeah,
I actually looked at baseball. I haven't looked at World Series futures in a long time. I looked at them today, and it's not like the Mets they're very low priced. It's not like they're very valuable right now. But I just looked at the rest of the league. I looked at the rest of the league, and I just go, I was like, it depends on how I feel about the Dodgers, obviously. But man, Mets still look really good. They looked good a month ago. They look pretty good right now.
If the Yankees lost to the Mets in the World Series, I don't think I could like come to work for like a couple days.
I'm going to need you on that one. That's going to be fall. I need you on that.
Yeah, I guess so, right? My dad said before the Yankees and Mets played in the World Series in 2000 that he kind of wanted them to lose in the ALCS to Oakland. Or the AL. Who did they beat in the ALCS that year? Rather than the Mariners. Because they beat Oakland in the DS that year, I think.
Okay.
In any event.
Your memory of this is going to be better than I am.
Yeah, and he didn't even... He's like, I don't want to play the Mets. Mm. He's like, I would rather them lose than play the Mets.
No, because 99 is when they played the Red Sox.
99, they beat the Red Sox in the ALCS.
And the only game that they won was Pedro. Yeah, the only game that Boston won was Pedro, which I remember
it was Pedro against Clemens. It was game three.
Right. And it was, the score was like completely out of control towards Boston, but they lost every other game.
Yeah, the Yankees won in five.
So, I'm going to need you to show up to work if that happens. Subway Series price has to be, that's got to be, so what, most likely World Series right now price-wise is Dodgers. Yankees-Dodgers probably by a lot. And then Mets Yankees right after that. Man, you picked two good teams to follow this year. You picked some good ones. Here are the two best teams in Major League Baseball besides the Dodgers. Perfect.
Yeah, it was back-to-back years, Yankees, Mariners, and the ALCS. And the poor Mariners. And won 155 games in 2001 and lost to the Yankees in the ALCS.
Mm-hmm. That happened.
I like how they're like no Mariners fans, so like I'm rubbing it into nobody.
You were gonna before I asked about the Mets, you were gonna ask me something about hockey or ask somebody something about hockey.
I think I was gonna transition to like speaking of orange and then talk about the Browns.
Oh, that's what we were doing. Do we wanna we have 5 minutes left? This is a very awkward amount of time. Do you wanna do a little Cleveland?
No.
Okay. What do you wanna do instead? You wanna do something else?
Rank the best sports months.
Ooh.
Or we could do hockey.
I think we're good on hockey. I think we did a lot of hockey.
Probably emptied. Maybe too much. Hockey we've ever done on the show.
Some would argue too much.
You're home
for Conn Smythe coverage. You better.
I'm being serious right now. Who would argue that we did too much hockey just now? I thought it was.
I wish. I felt bad because, like, I put in all these bets over the weekend, and it's like I can't. Like for the people listening, they're like, "Well, what do I bet now, Conn Smythe?" I'd be like, "I don't know. Find creative ways to play against Colorado. Still, I don't know. Like, play Vasilevsky and McDavid." And like,
I bet Edmonton or bet the Rangers. Over the weekend.
Yeah.
Bet the Rangers. Yeah. I bet Edmonton over the weekend. And I'm like, I didn't tweet it. Like
Rangers to win game four, not Rangers to like beat Colorado or something. Well, what I implied.
I bet the Rangers in the series also.
Well, you bet the Rangers to do everything. Right.
Like I don't get paid by Twitter. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I tweeted about McDavid after the Friday night game and I said it in such a weird way. So I had a rare instance where I tweeted about McDavid. I said, my implication was that Oilers was being set at a certain price. McDavid was actually higher than that price, which makes no sense to win Conn Smythe. And I tweeted that it should be like at least closer to 1-1. Luka Mavs was the comparison that I made where it's like someone else isn't going to win. And then I actually got people arguing both sides saying I was wrong. Nobody said I was right. No one. And I was like, argument on one side was like kind of the argument that you're making. Was actually, no, he actually should be way less than 1-1 because he can win so often if they just make the cup final.
Okay.
Which is like, okay, cool. But in my head, I'm going, yeah, but my argument was like, bet McDavid, that was the point of the tour. Like, I'm with you, but like, that's, anyway. Like, so that was one side.
You weren't right enough.
Right. I was like, okay, great. That person's angry the other way. Then I had people being like, nah, it's actually way more about the cup final in terms of who wins. Like, Dreisaitl could still win. And I was like, no, so no one just says like, hey, Ken, thanks for sharing that opinion on hockey.
Right? Well, I mean, that's your
fault. And I literally tweet, I go, all right, you're both on both. Yeah, everyone's mad at me. I'm going to go to the pool. Like, I'll see you guys later.
Well, I mean, honestly, like, that's on you, man, because you tweeted something and expected people to be like, oh, let me type something rational in response to this.
Well, I was like, this is hockey on like Saturday at noon. I should get no likes or comments. I should get no engagement on this. I just wanted to put it out there because I had been at the night before and I was checking prices at that exact moment. I don't know.
If you could watch only one of the following two, Warriors-Mavericks game 4 tomorrow night, or I
whatever
can
you're
guarantee-
gonna say next is the answer. Yeah. I don't care about Warriors Mavericks game four, like at all.
Game yeah. seven, Edmonton, Colorado, Western Conference.
Oh, game one, Edmonton, Colorado. I mean, by a lot. I think, you know what? If Colorado was up 3-0 against Edmonton, I'd rather watch game four of that series than watch game four of Warriors Mavericks.
Okay, ready? All right. Game one, Edmonton, Colorado, or game one of the NBA Finals?
Who's playing in the NBA Finals?
Warriors.
If it's Warriors Heat, Warriors Heat does nothing for me. The Heat advancing is like death for me caring about this. I'm sorry. And he could even win. That's not even what it's about. I don't enjoy watching these games. I just don't like watching these games.
Warriors
I don't think they're fun.
Would be awesome.
Yeah. Smart injures Curry. Maybe they get a little payback. Yeah. Like clothesline them on the break. It'd be great.
All right. Game one, Warriors Celtics, or game seven, Edmonton, Colorado.
That's really cool. Maybe, well, if I've been watching the whole Edmonton series, probably Edmonton, Colorado. Because, like, yeah, I have to have that investment. That's why it's game seven, because I have to have been watching all six games.
We need the series. Like, we're really setting this up. Like, our show, like, is predicated basically on Edmonton, Colorado, and the West.
It's the best player in the world against the best team all year who's been a huge favorite, who's, like, visually very impressive. The NBA has... like the Warriors, who we've seen in the finals, and this is a worse version of them than we've ever seen. The Celtics, who are like good, but like not, there's nothing like legendary about anything that they do. And then the Heat, who are like try-harding their way there, despite no one really wanting them to make it. Those are your three teams right now. Like this isn't exactly LeBron against the Warriors. Let's put it that way. In terms of like the stakes of this finals, do the Warriors get another one, or does like one of these East teams, I can't even make up a narrative that's any fun. I'm just like, it's kind of
remember the
right
Nets.
Now.
I watched, by the way, the Kevin Durant
or Milwaukee or Phoenix or any of this stuff. Right. Yeah, so.
We should talk. I thought it was very interesting. I like Kevin Durant a lot, even though he hates the Knicks. French Open bets coming up next. Pam Maldonado joins us from Yahoo Sports.